présidente.
Madam President, Mr. Special Rapporteur, ladies and gentlemen, we represent an organization of young Breton women and men who are advocating for the protection of the languages of Brittany and the promotion of the Breton culture. We are part of the Y and Z generations who were born with internet as a reality permeating our day-to-day life. So we have grown up in an environment where hate speech is very common, and we are aware, however, that others may be impacted by that more than we are. The recent terrorist events, in particular in France, have given rise to racist and Islamophobic speech, especially on social networks, and it's clear that it is necessary to adopt legislation to address this problem. However, ladies and gentlemen, we are very concerned by the legislation and the response of the executive bodies of states, in particular the French government, which has imposed laws which threaten freedom in the name of security and fighting hate. In France, there are several laws recently adopted or under consideration which appear to us to threaten the freedom of expression and opinion and which could be easily misused to silence opposition and minorities. Mass surveillance, which is already well developed, as well as the excesses of authoritarianism by states, have only been emphasized in fighting hate speech. And this is why we believe it is essential to think of to give some thought to the drafting of a convention on human rights in cyberspace, which would be part of the UN human rights mechanism. And our generation would have to be able to participate in that, as well as the organizations of minority youth. To conclude, we believe it's essential to establish independent institutions for digital rights to limit the state's grip over numerical issues, which is often not very respectful of minorities. Thank you very much.